because you can handle the truth.
If the moon takes me and I need to unwind, leave the trouble and the sorrows behind. Just get out there and I follow that road. Take a little pressure from my heavy load. When I wake up and I don't feel fine, I start to head towards that happy line. I hit the road and I follow my gaze. Get out searching for better days. Have you ever woken up and said it's worthwhile? Did you think for yourself you're gonna end up on a file? And if you're proud of your country and you're proud of your race, the war seems too close and you're in need of some space now. When I wake up and I don't feel fine, I start to head towards that county line. I hit the road and I follow my gaze.
All right, we are back. Second hour coming your way. I wanted to cover this real quick before I get into this Baltimore thing with Trump and Elijah Cummings. And I sent myself a note. I was driving around in my folks' neighborhood, okay, and I see this little black girl and a little white girl. They're obviously friends. They're walking down the street together. And the little black girl had a t-shirt on and it said Black Women Rock, okay? And then I looked at the white girl walking with her. I'm like, what kind of psychological damage is being done to that little white girl, okay? Because she can't wear a t-shirt that says White Girls Rock, okay? Think about this. I don't care what color you are, what ethnicity you are. Think about the psychological reverse weird crap that has happened in this country to where non-blacks, anybody, they all encourage black people. Yeah, man, be proud of your heritage, blah 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 blah. Everybody that's non-white, you freaking Nazi, you're a devil. You're a blue-eyed devil. You're a Nazi. You're a white supremacist. You're a xenophobe. Think about these little kids. I just want everybody to think about that. And think about the criminality, the sickness of just that thing I saw the other day. And as soon as I saw it, I didn't think anything. But about a second later, I'm like, that poor little white girl. She can't do anything where she's proud of her heritage or her race or anything else, or she's going to get crucified in this society built by some of the most brilliant white men that have ever walked the earth. Some of the most brilliant men that have ever walked the earth. And then look at what we've become. The biggest bunch of slobs and cowards and pathetic individuals, and we sit and we and our cities become just, I mean, no go zones. You can't, I mean, the boiling that happens to guys like me, you know, you join the military, you go see the rest of the world, how it exists. And you see these crybabies here, back here in the United States, where a person living in the worst ghetto in the United States has got a 50 times. They're like a king compared to these people in other parts of the world. But they've been so psychologically programmed, and the warfare's been committed against them to the point where they think that they're the most oppressed, screwed people. And then on top of this, we've got this, you know, all-out assault, air, food, water, EMF, psi warfare against everybody to rip us all asunder, to destroy everything good in this, you know, in this culture, in this society of ours. It's just, you know, and I consider myself a relatively intellectual, hardy person to where I can handle a lot of this demoralizing crap. I can only, and you wonder why people snap, folks. I mean, if those of us that listen to this network who are, you know, all across the board, but something has brought you here, and to other ones similar to ours, but think about what's going on with the zombie class and all of these things that they get bombarded with, and they can't even process them right, and they can't even, you know, categorize them correctly and realize, you know, the larger plan. And then people wonder why people are snapping out and doing the things they do, and not to mention what you know, these cell towers that are located all throughout our communities, how they can be selectively blast a population to make them do who knows what. I mean, the little kids getting cancer where they got cell towers near their schools, but think about the weaponized element of it that can make people do things. You know, all that. I mean, it's crazy, and I don't know how much more the rubber band can be stretched in this thing before it snaps, and then all of us are going to have to pay, and pay very dearly, and we'll see what the plan is and how we can, you know, best deal with it. But anyway, let's talk Baltimore real quick, and then I'll start taking phone calls. We all know about Trump's tweets about Baltimore being in rat infested and so forth. And now the left wing Marxists are saying Trump was calling basically the black population rats and so forth. See how they twist every word that comes out of a person's mouth. And then look, black people call each other rats all the time, hood rats and so forth. You little rat. I listen to them do it all the time. But it's just like dropping the N-bomb. Only black people are allowed to drop the N-bomb, and everybody else that drops the N-bomb, you're worthy of getting basically beat to a pulp or murdered, and then some Jewish judge will let you off. And just because you drop the N-bomb, you're at fault, and then somebody else kills you. Well, you committed the original crime. You see, it's just this is way past 1984. This is – it's insane. But listen, I want everybody to listen to Alex Jones. This was him today, and it made me chuckle. I was digging around, and I listened to some of Jones where he's talking about this guy on CNN boo-hooing some black kind of commentator that starts doing some fake crying because Trump ripped on Baltimore. Was that Elijah Cummings is sitting there ripping on the people, you know, down about the conditions on the border and so forth. And this guy, his district is basically one of these no-go zones. And, you know, mass criminality and just degradation. And, you know, it's like AOC crying at the little fake crying thing at the border. And then Candace Owens goes to a black, you know, inner city elementary school, and she does her little crying thing, you know, same thing. But let's listen to clip one. Go ahead, Ken.
But it gets worse. CNN anchor Victor Blackwell chokes up on air after Trump rips infested Baltimore. Yeah, I got black people right. Cummings is like, the Border Patrol's horrible. The children are in hell on earth. And Trump's like, well, your own district's falling apart full of rats and garbage and drugs and death. Oh, you called me a rat. And the whole corporate media lines up to lie about it. But like Donnie Deutsch said on MSNBC, it's time to start fighting dirty. Truth is, you guys are hated because you fight dirty, and everybody's finally aware of it. Here's the crying CNN reporter.
There's a revolution going on in California. So many sanctuary areas want out of this ridiculous crime-infested and breeding concept. Infested, he says. The president says about Congressman Cummings' district.
This is the worst acting I've ever seen. Hold on a second.
That no human would want to live there. You know who did, Mr. President? I did. From the day I was brought home from the hospital.
Hit pause and back it up. I'm going to start from the beginning. This is mind control, folks. Trump's trying to say, clean it up, help people. No human should have to live there. It's not good conditions. The same stuff Cummings says about the Border Patrol that isn't true. You're treating these kids like animals. No human should put up with this. And Trump's like, no human should put up with what you're doing to your own people. And what you allow, the city doesn't even spend the money they steal to clean up garbage in the street. And the police won't do their job because they're leftist. And they're so afraid they'll get fired, so they let gangbangers kill people and attack the police. And then you cry about how Trump's trying to hurt you because you prey on those people. Anchor Victor Blackwell, here it is.
There's a revolution going on in California. So many sanctuary areas.
But, you know, and look, anybody that looks at this logically when they go into, you know, places in inner city America, there is a bunch of women having children, and they're not giving these children a chance in life. It's so few and far between because it's irresponsible breeding habits. And then people brag on, oh, we're taking over. You people aren't reproducing, blah, blah, blah. We're breeding, blah, blah, blah. It's just like, yeah, you're breeding basically misery. You're breeding out of fornication. And these kids got to sit there and watch. And these are the kids that are, you know, 2 years old, and these daddy's got them smoking weed on YouTube and holding a gun. I mean, this is the kind of crap that, you know, it keeps getting worse and worse. It's regression back into a Stone Age mentality, and nobody's got the balls to call it out because they don't want to be called racists. Well, all of our inner cities are fooled with this. I just got to call it out. Let's take InfoWars on line 6. Go ahead. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Let's take Ken in Fort Worth.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Hey, you mentioned 1933. Have you ever seen HGR 192 from 1933?
What's name? What, say it again?
HJR 192. From 1933.
What's that, House Joint Resolution?
Yes.
No, I mean, I can't name it off the top of my head. Go ahead.
Hey, Google it. Google it and read it on the air. That's back when the silver and gold stuff was there during FDR time.
Oh, okay. The gold confiscation and all that?
I think so, yeah. Have you ever seen
it? Okay.
That?
Well,
read it on the air.
I don't have time for that right now.
I gotta do it right now. But anyway, I just want you to be aware of it. And people should be aware of it and go look at it.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I got a lot else. We used to go listen to Rice McLeod over in Irving, Texas, and he would talk different things, but that's where he brought that up, and that's where I found out about it. Just to start with, you know. I got a lot to say about a lot of things.
Anything that I've been covering so far on the air? Are you just coming out of left field, or what's up?
I come out of left field, let you know about that.
Okay.
I just wonder if you ever saw it. Tell people about it.
Well, I'm familiar with gold I'm familiar with gold confiscation that happened in the 30s, sure. The Emergency Banking Act, sure.
Yep.
Anything else?
I'll let you go. No, let you get other callers. I'll talk later. Okay, bye.
All right, thanks. All right. Hijacker in Washington. Haven't talked to you in a while, buddy. What's happening?
Oh, Robert. Two quick points. Not going to take long. The first one is within 2 minutes, I'm going to flip you to not a communist, not quite a socialist, but probably I'll flip you to a Christian national progressive socialist. And I'm going to do it this way. Nobody's ever thought of this, so this is something new. You're going to enjoy this political thought.
All right.
What you are, what you believe, Robert, you believe you are a corporate fascist. Did you know that?
Well, I don't want to say that I am, because I've really studied kind of like the, you know, I've looked at the left wingers and the movie The Corporation and so forth, and I realize that there's problems with that model, corporate personhood, and all the rest of it. So I'm not a corporate fascist, but go ahead.
Well, no, you are. This is the reason why you are.
Okay.
You're a corporate fascist because you believe in billionaires. Not only do you believe that a man is able to become a billionaire legally, morally, you know, through the right mechanisms, but you believe that the person that's actually hurt humanity the most, and I'm not talking about the rich, I'm talking about the super rich. The billionaires have done more damage, the super rich have done more damage to humanity than anybody else by far, hands down.
Well, yeah, sure, but they're the ones behind communism. They're the ones behind communism. Sure, go ahead.
Of course they are. The reason why they are is because they don't want you to know what real, and of course communism actually is thuggery, so you got to take that off the table.
Yeah, I said that earlier in the program.
Right. So can you name me one billionaire that has benefited, that has not been a virus to mankind? Just name one.
No, I can't. But necessarily, right. But put it this way though, I'm not saying that they're every single billionaire that's ever existed is some sort of a demon either. You know,
right. Well, we know they got We know they got their money through manipulation, and so this is how I'm going to flip you, because a Christian national progressive socialist is one thing and one thing only. They're not against the rich. They're not against the guy making $1 million a year. In fact, Huey Long, he didn't even want to tax anybody that made $1 million a year, and that was back in the 1930s. What a Christian progressive national socialist basically is saying, look, we now know that if we enable men to mass up enough money and become super rich, that they were like possessing nuclear weapons. And so, just like Don Jeffrey says, we need to open up all the trust, all the foundation, everybody who's got the money. But this is where this type of socialism comes into effect. Robert, you want to go out and have a business and make $1 million a year? Fine, no taxes. You make $10 million a year? Well, we'll be probably taking 20% of that. You can keep $8 million, Robert. You can get the second house and a boat and a car or whatever. Okay, the next year... Oh, you made $100 million,
okay,
Robert.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with that money that you've taken from this guy?
Well, that's where the Christian angle.
Who's we? Right, but here's my problem. Here's my problem. When you start wanting to seize other people's earnings or so forth and so on, and then put them in the hands of the state. Okay, now some of this has to happen. Okay, look, you know, the founding fathers didn't have an income tax. It was all excise and all the rest of that, tariffs and so forth. My problem is wherever power gets concentrated, especially governmental, then all the mobsters go into it, okay? And they're always going to. So when you start, you know, coalesce and, you know, this graduated income tax system, which is in the Communist Manifesto, when you start taking this money from people by force and then spending it on things that he considers objectionable, that's basically Jefferson and these guys' definition of tyranny. And so that's why I say I'd like to go back to more of the founding fathers model. Yeah.
Right. I'm all with you. A representative republic. Yeah. Absolutely. That's really what it should be. There's no such thing as democracy. In the Constitution,
but I realize
sure.
Now in this modern world, the Pandora's box is open, and then so some of this stuff is basically practically impossible because you have so many of these heavy regimes around the world. So let's say we did, you know, blast government away and get back down to a very small minarchist level. You know, we're going to get attacked anyway.
Go ahead. That's my second point. It's only going to take me 30 seconds. But what it looks like, do we got a break? All I need is 30 seconds, Robert.
No, but just hold through the break. I'll let you finish when we come back.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Holding fast between the lines, feeling fine, but when losing time.
All right, we are back, and we are talking to Hijacker in Washington, and we're kind of talking, you know, communism, socialism, American founding fathers, kind of, I guess you say free enterprise. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, and before I make my second point, it's only going to take me a couple of seconds. This economic model has been tried in Germany, and it took the Germans from the Weimar Republic, where they needed a wheelbarrow of money, to when Hitler and the National Socialists came in. Every man had a Volkswagen, people had jobs, where the Russians were sending their people to gulags. The Germans were having two-week vacations in camps up in the countryside.
But, hey, but look, I got to say, there's a lot of speculation about injections coming from outside the country,
right,
and so forth and so on, from some shadowy characters and so forth. So I
right,
mean,
yeah,
there,
yeah,
there's so much speculation there that it's hard to.
But no,
you know,
what I think is that Churchill knew that they actually found the right formula with a national type of socialism that they said that cannot stand. But my second point is, and this is the biggest point, because that's
Let me hold on right there. Nationalism is basically the key. Now, whether you got a socialist system or a free enterprise or something in between,
a hybrid.
Right. Having a nationalistic vision is the key to success, and that's where a lot of people – that's why all these rabid Marxists are so anti-nationalism. And think about this, and this is the real big thing, is when we have this document that is the basis of our government, and so many – we have such a critical mass of people committing treason against it who are domestic enemies – and basically the militia and those of us that are really supposed to be keeping the domestic enemies in check are derelict in duty, then you see what we have, you know, here in front of us. So whether it's kind of a left-leaning system or a laissez-faire kind of right-leaning system, when you let the domestic enemies run wild basically and run roughshod over your system – this is when the banana republic sets in, and this is what we're dealing with. Cops get doused with water and the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. Not only that, you heard about it's the seventh New York police detective that committed suicide in New York's Southern District or whatever. Those are the people
that
actually got
about this. I'm going to talk about this. This one guy, after I get off the phone with you, this Salvatore Cincinnelli, this big heavyweight FBI guy that killed himself on the dance floor in Austin, put a gun in his mouth while his sister's locked up in New York on some murder for hire thing. This is some heavyweight stuff, but go ahead.
Wow. Yeah. So this looks like where we're at, Robert, and you're right. Your analysis is right. We are on the verge of a civil war. And we're so daggone angry, I'm telling you, when this thing goes down, I mean, God help the teacher that's got a butch haircut, and she says she's been teaching Johnny. I mean, once it starts going, man, it's going to just get, it's going to roll. But, so we got 16 months before the election, and the way I look at it is two models. The one model, which this is what I believe, is that Trump has been captured by the Zionist. How? I'm not sure. But the Zionists and the neocons think they can push the economy by lowering their interest rates, and they can push it out and make sure that he wins 2020. Shortly after that, that's when Iran gets hit. And, of course, once Iran gets hit, the oil goes through the roof. We go into a global economic depression. Then we get the reset. And then, you know, we go into bankruptcy, and away we go.
Mark of the beast. Oh, yeah, hold 9 yards. Yeah.
The second model is that Trump has not been captured. This Q stuff might be right, and that the Zionists know that they cannot afford Trump anymore. Either he's too hard to handle, or for whatever reason, they think they got to use him up now. If that is the model, that they have not got him captured, and he's going to start doing all these arrests and Comey and all, then I'm looking for a false flag right around September, which will actually, it'll have to be a U.S. naval vessel that will have to sink. The American people are going to have to actually see that. That triggers the war with Iran. Once that goes, then you get the economic collapse, but then you get the twofer. You get the civil unrest here in the United States because of the economic collapse, and then we go into a martial law. But I just wanted to put that out there. That's my – let me ask you, Robert, what model do you think, or do you have another model – which one it is?
Well, I speculated on the other model where if Trump is self-sabotaging his own election to where he's a one-termer and then we get some goofball Marxist gun grabber in, then we're going to have the martial law on that side as well. So,
yeah, but don't you think they want to use America up and slam us into a big war with Iran? I mean,
that's why you got to watch who they try to put in over on the other side. It can't be a woman. The troops won't follow a woman into battle, and it can't be a Cory Booker or some slime like that. It's got to be some dark horse that's going to come out, you know, and some military guy or something if they want to take us to war.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Thanks
for calling,
Robert. So, thanks so much.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com, and most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it. So many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code radio. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Half hour coming your way. Just a couple things here before I get into this John Ratcliffe thing real quick, and then I'm going to get into this Salvatore Cincinnati thing. Rahm Emanuel warns Democrats their open borders, free health care for illegals agenda is crazy stupid. That's another one that I don't know if he's done with politics or not. This Israeli agent, that would be kind of an interesting thing there. Flashback, Baltimore mayor does city walkthrough, complains, whoa, you can smell the rats and dead animals. But now all of a sudden, Chris Wallace, is Trump saying people who live in Baltimore are not human beings? Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, Looney Tunes, Oregon, escorts 8.5-month pregnant woman and her family across the border into the U.S. You see, this is open sedition and treason by a sitting U.S. senator. He should be immediately impeached by the House. There's no oversight. Nobody's holding to constitutional standards. He's helping someone commit a crime, a felony, by walking into our country. Okay? Remember the Arizona lawmaker that said that Arizona's starting to look like South America? He was forced to apologize for stating the obvious. Okay? Boom. Trump turns a spotlight on Nancy Pelosi's syringe-infested public pooping San Francisco district. I mean, these people, they got some serious huevos to talk smack about Trump and the conditions on the border when their districts are what they are. I mean, it's just insane. Let's see here. Okay, so remember all this stuff with the rats, okay? This is what fascinating neuro-linguistic programming. It could be a total coincidence, all right? I'm not saying that, that this has anything to do with it. So while Trump's tweeting about the rats, okay, and then the mainstream media is saying that he's calling black people rats, blah, 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 and black people call each other hood rats every other day, but at the same time, Dan Coats is leaving his spot as the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, you know, where they try to consolidate and have one kind of person over, you know, the intelligence agencies, all 17 of them. And for what reason, you know, turf battle, lack of communication and so forth. So John Lee Ratcliffe. Okay, this is what's crazy. So the whole rat thing is up in the public kind of, in their craw, so to speak. And now, and then they're all calling Trump a rat. And then Trump nominates a dude named Ratcliffe, R-A-T-C-L-I-F-F-E. Now, is this total coincidence? It could be. But I just have this strange brain that's like, wait a minute. Okay. And so he's born in 65. Congressman for Texas's 4th District since 2015, okay? He's the most conservative Texas legislator in Congress and second most conservative one in the entire country, according to Heritage Action, okay? So he's going to be the new DNI. He was born in Mount Prospect, Illinois, okay? Went to Carbondale, which is close to here, community high school. And then he went to Notre Dame Catholic University, and he got a BA in Government and International Studies. Then he went to Southern Methodist University in Dallas, the Dedman School of Law, and he got his Juris Doctor there. Okay, so he's adjunct professor of law at various schools, including SMU and Texas Wesleyan. He was appointed by George W. Bush to be chief of anti-terrorism and national security for the Eastern District of Texas in the Department of Justice. Okay. And he was named acting U.S. attorney in 07 of the Eastern District of Texas and subsequently appointed U.S. attorney by former Attorney General, Michael Mukasey. Remember, hands all at 9/11. Mukasey. Oh, interesting here. Here's another one. Following his public service, he went back into private law practice, becoming a partner with the former Attorney General John Ashcroft in the Ashcroft Sutton Ratcliffe Law Firm. John Ashcroft also balls deep in the 9/11, epoch. He was our senator and governor here from Missouri. He served as an aide to Mitt Romney as part of the transition team established before the 2012 elections. Okay, so he's got some strange, let's just say, bona fides here. Okay, And he ran against this 17-term incumbent, Ralph Hall, of the 4th District of Texas. And at 91, Hall was the oldest member of Congress and the oldest person ever to serve in the House. Okay? And so he primaried him and won. Okay? Let's see. Here's some of the people that, you know, they backed Hall. Okay? But Ratcliffe was endorsed by the Tea Party Express, the Senate Conservatives Fund, and the Club for Growth. Hall was endorsed by the NRA, Ron Paul, Michelle Bachmann, and Mike Huckabee. Kind of interesting, huh? Okay. So that's who's going to be nominated for your new DNI. Okay, so I wanted to get into this real quick, and then I got a couple more callers. This blew up over during the week, and it's very fascinating. FBI agent, brother of NYPD cop accused in murder-for-hire plot, found dead in possible suicide. Salvatore Cincinelli was found dead in an Austin, Texas bar. So you got InfoWars, Strat 4, all these characters down there in Austin, kind of a weird town. His sister, Valerie, is awaiting trial for allegedly arranging to have her estranged husband and boyfriend's teen daughter murdered. Okay, so the brother, let's see. I'm going to get into this guy real quick. Now, this was FBI agents are mourning the death of one of the Bureau's top financial crime supervisors who reportedly shot and killed himself on a crowded nightclub dance floor, according to FBI insiders. So this was allegedly like in some cop bar where it's all a bunch of law enforcement and FBI people there. Salvatore Sal Cincinelli, a former Wall Street broker who joined the FBI in 2010, died last week during a night out after an FBI training session. Cincinelli was a supervisory special agent who spearheaded the many of the FBI's high-profile and complex Wall Street investigations, including probing the finances of the Clinton Foundation. So is this an arc inside? We don't know. After leaving his Wall Street career, Cincinelli was first assigned to the New York field office and later promoted to headquarters in D.C. He was a native New Yorker as well. Very, very bright guy. Such a young guy. It really gets to you in the gut. He put in the hours, too, always working hard. He's 41 years old. Okay? Cincinelli was reported out partying with FBI colleagues at the Container Bar, a trendy watering hole in Austin, Texas. The group had been drinking and dancing, according to sources. Later in the evening, Cincinelli reportedly turned the gun on himself on a crowded dance floor. Bar owner Bridget Dunlap did not respond to phone calls seeking details on the incident. FBI agents on site and police instructed witnesses to delete any video and photograph of the event and cleared out the bar, according to reports. Likewise, FBI officials instructed Austin police not to release any details of the death to the media. Witnesses at the nightclub were also told to stay offline and keep quiet about the shooting. The FBI has not commented on Cincinelli's death. According to his resume, he was supervisory special agent in the FBI's Complex Financial Crimes Unit. He managed the FBI's financial crimes program for the Northeast region and was a detailee from the FBI to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. That's big, heavyweight stuff, the CFTC. Before working at FBI headquarters, he led financial crime investigation in the FBI's flagship New York office. Okay, he conducted investigations including market manipulation, corporate and accounting fraud, Ponzi schemes, money laundering, insider trading, and antitrust violation, among others. He worked as a fixed income trader prior to joining the FBI and held an MBA in quantitative finance from NYU's Stern School of Business. The story is developing. And so he walked away from a career as a credit trader with an MBA in quantitative finance to join the FBI. He said that for an investigation he's working on, he recently interviewed a person on Wall Street who specializes in collateralized debt obligations, bonds that are created from collections of corporate debt and sold to investors in slices. This is very, very insane, folks. And you know, a crowded dance floor, okay? He turns the gun on himself. Everybody's told to delete any footage, blah, blah, blah. Keep your mouth shut. Stay offline. It really reeks. And then his sister's caught up in this murder for hire thing. I mean, this is big, big heavyweight stuff, and I can't put my finger on what it's all about. But there's a lot of stuff out here. Let's see. Democrats put on suicide watch alongside child sex slaver Epstein in wake of Mueller meltdown. U.S. Army takes over Pentagon after U.S. Navy smuggles ISIS snipers into America to kill Trump. Leftist wackos in America cheer court rulings, making them dependent on Russia. Trump evacuation drill blacks out Washington hours after Barr orders death penalty reinstatement. The stuff on the queue right now has it all has to do with Elijah Cummings' wife, Maya Rockeymoore, who I've been reading about for weeks now. Imagine what would happen if, by law, every U.S. congressman, woman, U.S. senator, president was, by U.S. law, audited every 1 to 2 years by an independent agency. Imagine what would happen if those audits extended to all family members of such elected officials. Would D's continue to push for foreign aid to other countries versus the homeland? What happens when the kickbacks dry up? Maxine Waters, $4 million house. Nancy Pelosi, net worth $150 million. Joe Biden's son and brother, you know, the whole Ukraine gas garbage, worth millions. Clinton family, $200-plus million. Obama's $40 million-plus, you know, the book deals and all this stuff. Very, very wild. You know, let's go ahead and take these callers. I don't want to. Let's take Leonard in Washington. Come on up, Leonard. You got a couple minutes.
Hey, Robert. I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of what the hijacker was saying at the very end. But I had called a couple months back, and I was calling. I was the guy bringing up the cryptocurrency and Ripple and XRP. In the time since then, we had Mnuchin, Secretary. Yeah. Treasury came on, did a press conference dealing with crypto, you know, bad-mouthing Bitcoin, which I'm, you know, not a fan of it to begin with. Yeah. But the key point was that he was talking about these companies out here that are doing things with instant settlement. He spoke of MoneyGram by name. This is what, you know, the level playing field that you see, it's this talking point that all of these guys are talking about. This is what is coming, you know, with this whole Q thing, you know,
Libra,
Facebook, Amazon. This XRP is going to act as the bridge to every one of these, whether it's a central bank digital coin, whether it's an Amazon coin, a Facebook coin. This level playing field that they're talking about is this, you know, supranational currency that they're ready to roll out. You just had Trump just nominated Judy Shelton to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. She's a advocate of a modernized gold-backed dollar system. Again, I mean, this is what these guys are going to be rolling out. I mean, they're getting ready for it. At the G20 on June 28th, they had the Financial Actions Task Force sat down with 200-plus countries rolling out these crypto guidelines.
Hey, now let me ask you this. Let's piggyback on this. How is this going to tie into biometrics and basically your biblical kind of mark of the beast motif in your mind?
I think it everybody is going to be on the blockchain. ID 2020, everybody gets a digital identification on 2020. Sure. Everything goes on the blockchain, commodities, not just financial, human beings. This is what they're getting to roll out with. And then I just wanted to touch upon the Q thing.
What's your thoughts on like the Neuralink with Elon Musk and that angle tying in with biometrics and then crypto?
I think you summed it up right there. I mean, this is the direction that they're going. My idea of this Antichrist that they talk about is going to be an artificial intelligence. And, I mean, this whole thing about, you know, I'm not too caught up. I used to be in the whole camp about there's a temple and there's a guy, you know, the Antichrist walks up. But
yeah.
I'm more of the belief that
could go with the body, your body being the temple and all that. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And getting hooked up to this Borg, you know, you know, like
the image of the beast,
image of the beast. These great old ones, like Lovecraft talked about. And if you've seen the video by Geordie Rose, where he talks about these alien AI being like these, you know, he uses the word demon.
Well, it's almost like with the quantum computing and the ghost in the machine and that area too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And this is what I think they're rolling out. And this whole Q thing, I think, is what in my opinion is that they've got a certain little faction, you know, you got the Obamas and the Clintons and the Brennans and the Comeys, that they're going to pin all this stuff, you know, there'll be some pedo stuff come out, there's going to be some financial, you know, stuff come out, and what they're going to sell to the people is this fix that they had to clean up the mess from these other guys. Because I've noticed that I don't see Dick Cheney or Donald Rumsfeld or the Bushes involved in that whole Q thing anymore. It's just kind of just gone to a, you know, that Obama
faction.
Yeah,
the last time we've seen anything with the Bushes was the whole letter debacle at the church at that funeral.
Exactly.
And the letters all get passed out. That was quite interesting.
It was quite interesting. And you just kind of, from that point on, you know, you haven't heard anything from like that, the neocon side of things. You know, that's kind of gone quiet. I mean, I want to see the Obama faction go down more than anything. But I just find like kind of what gives me some, I don't really believe in the whole 1776, you know, that they're trying to push, hey, this is what we're doing. But I think they're going to use it as these guys as a fall guy.
Yeah, good call, Leonard. Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, man, thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. Let's take
you
Thomas in Florida. Greetings, sir.
Hello. Yes, thank you for having me on. Yeah, I was just watching that thing about the letter the other day with my wife, and I was watching Jeb Bush's face.
Yeah, that was crazy.
and I hadn't looked at it for a while, and we just, for some reason, watched it. And I said, hey, wait a minute, he didn't read anything. It was such instant recognition. That was a picture. And I could be wrong.
That could have been some pictures.
It's so quick.
Stuff.
Unless that guy's a speed reader. He was looking at a picture, and his face instantly changed, and he went, uh-oh, or he was disgusted.
It was probably a picture of old man Bush in some sort of compromising.
That's what I thought. Franklin it was too quick. I mean, you know, I'm a little bit off subject. You know, I'm like everybody. I listen to all these complicated machinations, and tell you the truth, I'm just a regular guy, man. It's so, like you say, it's the most brilliant people on the planet are pulling this crap off. There is a group. Have you ever heard of a in the morning, on Monday through Friday, in the mornings from 9 to 11, there's a thing on the Internet called the Micro Effect. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, I just thought anyone out there who hasn't seen it, I find relief listening to them because they don't talk about too much of this. They just kind of cut right to the chase and say, how are we going to do this and how are we going to get ready? And I think it helps a little to listen. Otherwise, it just gets so frustrating.
Sure. Yeah. All right, man, got a couple minutes left. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, man, thanks for listening and appreciate you.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, take care. So let me kind of tie things up. We've got a, we got about 3-4 minutes for the end of the program. Hamilton County, Ohio, Judge Tracy Hunter. But look at that. Watch her get dragged out of court by the deputies. Of course, she's going to act a fool. A judge who's, you know, been involved in all kinds of stuff. But when it's time for her to get sentenced for corruption or whatever, she gets, has to get dragged out of court. And of course, the guys outside said it was racism. Tim Refat, Tim Tony Stark Refat. I listened to him quite a bit on Rents. That guy, he's something else. And he's got YouTube videos, but one of the most hilarious people you'll hear on the air. The NBA, now they're moving away from women dance squads. They're going to have these multi-gender, who knows what the hell they're going to have, the NBA. They're forcing it down their throats, okay, over there in the NBA fan base. So it's not just, you know, forcing it down Whitey's throat either. South Africa, there's been a bunch of programs from various people there. The Red Ants, these squatters, okay, these people with vineyards, been around for hundreds of years, multi-generational families growing some of the best wines in the world, and you got these EFF squatters that go start set up shanties on their land, and if they don't get them off within 24 hours, then they got to go to court to kick them off. And they've got this group called the Red Ants that'll get these people off your land, but it'll cost you an arm and a leg. It'll end up being to where you won't even be able to afford to run your business anymore. So we're going to see this here eventually. It's going to get bad. They've got people wound up to the point where we're going to start seeing, you know, this similar stuff with South Africa. We're already seeing it. Women getting killed, five women getting killed this weekend in Mississippi. Crazy stuff. 65 priests in St. Louis, child porn and getting accused of molestation and so forth. So this, you know, the priesthood has been infested by the militant homosexual community, by the perverts, Satanists, communists, really crazy stuff. Flesh-eating bacteria all over around the Gulf of Mexico. And it's spreading, people getting it out of hot tubs. I don't know what's going on here, but germs, you know, pestilences are abounding. You know, strange stuff. I wanted to play this Paul Joseph Watson video where he rips on Ilhan Omar, and I'm going to play it next week, and to dissect the psychological kind of angle and really kind of get into it and flesh it out, because it's crazy stuff. And that'll be it. That's the end of the show. Hope everybody enjoyed it. Thanks to everybody for calling in, and thanks to all the listeners. Thanks, Ken, for running all the clips and everything and answering the phones. We will see you all next week. Incendiary Radio, and this is Republic Broadcasting. Spread the show around if you like it, folks. Tell other people about it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extend your life.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.